and break the phone, I think, in half. And the wish should come true or something like that.
Is the person who gets the biggest part?
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Okay, I think that's different all over the country, too. Let's see. Do you have a name for a second growth of hay or clover? If you've planted the first time and it comes up and you cut it and then it just comes
clover.
Up. Or hay, and it just comes up by itself.
I really don't know too much about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay, what are some other things you can make out of cornbread?
Hush puppies. And, well, that's about all I make out of it. And a dressing, chicken dressing.
Is there a difference between hush puppies and corn dodgers, or are they the
same? They're the same.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Are they different shapes, or?
Not necessarily so. Huh. Some people just call them hush puppies, or some say corn dodgers.
Oh. Have you ever heard people talk about cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire? This would have been a long time ago.
No, I really don't think so. I don't think I heard my mother and father talk about that.
It probably would have been your grandparents
who did. Yeah. Well, as I said, I don't even remember them.
Uh-huh. Do you have a name for soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Soft cornbread? No. I don't think I've ever seen any.
Spoonbread or mush or
gruel? Maybe mush. I've heard of mush. I've never eaten any.
Oh,
but
okay.
I've heard of it. Maybe it's mush. Because it's made out of meal.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What do you call bread and loaves made out of white flour?
Light bread.
Okay. Is there a difference in terms whether it's bought at the store or whether you make it at home?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry, a sweet pastry that has hole in the middle?
Donut.
Okay. And what about round flat cakes that you cook on a greased skillet and eat with syrup?
Pancakes.
Okay, have you ever heard them called anything else?
Waffles. Well, it's not waffles because it's a little different. But pancakes? No, I haven't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Someone was telling me the other day that they used to call them flitters. And I had never
heard of
them.
Well, my damn, I had never heard of them.
Let's see. What do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
White bacon.
Okay. And what do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog joel and hog's head?
Hog head too.
Okay. And what name do you have for the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
I didn't get that.
Oh, the hard center of the cherry?
Of a cherry? I don't know.
Okay, and how about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Oh, the, now I really know that. Yeah. Yeah, you don't mean the seed.
Yeah.
Well, we call it peach seed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have names for the kind of peach that comes away easily from the seed?
They call them that clear seed.
Okay, and how about the kind of thick?
Well, it's pressed seed.
And what's some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beans that don't have to be shelled? Snap beans. And that's all.
How about some that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans. You said beans, not beans. Yes, butter beans.
I think the same as wild beans.
Well, in some instances. Because some of them are. Well, I don't know. We have lima beans and butter beans. So it is a difference.
I've never been able to figure out when the store label.
Well, you mean when they are green. That's what you mean.
Well,
if they are lima beans when they are green, you know, they are little white beans.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And the only thing when they get dried, you know, they're just dried lima beans. But I have seen the green ones. Green lima beans and the butter beans. And it is a difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What do you call the tops of trees?